بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه My respected brothers, sisters and elders in Islam, it's a blessing and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah blessed us to perform Salatul Asr on month of Ramadan on a Yawmul Jum'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who will be supplicating and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the moment of mustajab, inshaAllah. My respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we were going through the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings of ni'mah that Allah has blessed us as parents, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, spouses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us, our siblings, brothers and sisters, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have blessed us children. And we went through, children are one of the greatest ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is an amana, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the children as a gift. And gift is only, we do not have any right over it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose those who He love, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with the children. And my respected brothers, when children are young, we have a one responsibility. Sometimes we think, you know, we're feeding them, we are doing everything. One of the main responsibility we as parents, sometimes we fail to do that, spending time with them. Especially when they are young, below 12 years, we need to spend more quality times with them. If we are unable to play, spend time with them, we are unable to play with them, we are unable to hug and cuddle with them, my respected brothers, they will not understand the importance of the love, the affection that we have towards them. Many times we make a mistake when they're young and small, we don't spend much of time. When they grow big and when they start ignoring us and we start realizing there's something wrong here. But we didn't realize that when they needed us, we didn't do it purposely. Due to some time commitment, sometimes we go around here and there, and we miss to prioritize things. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with children, my respected brothers, we have to make sure that we spend quality time with them day and night. Day and night. Then only they're going to have this affection. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have opportunity to spend time with his own parents. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to his children, he spent quality time with them. With his daughters, he used to communicate with them. He used to talk to them. Allahu Akbar. Spend so much time with them. Daughters used to go back to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and talk so much. And the little one, Fatima radiallahu anha, she was the last sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because she got delay. When mother passed away, she was still a young girl. She was not married yet. The quality time that he spent with his daughter, his children, Allahu Akbar, she in return was taking care of her father. She was spending quality time. She was dedicating so much, such that she got a title called Ummu Abiha, the mother of her father, because she was so caring. Mother of her father. My respected brother, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, got that by spending time. Zainab radiallahu anha, there's a beautiful story. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave her three daughters in marriage before sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became prophet. One is Zainab radiallahu anha, Umm Kulthum and Rukayya. Umm Kulthum and Rukayya, both of them radiallahu anhuma, got married to Abu Lahab's two children. Abu Lahab is one of the uncles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam claimed the prophethood, when sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was preaching this deen, Abu Lahab was so annoyed, he told his sons to divorce both of them. Zainab radiallahu anh was the eldest daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She got married to a person called Abu al-As ibn Rabi'. Abu al-As ibn Rabi' is far related to Khadija radiallahu anh. Far related to Khadija radiallahu anh. He actually came and asked in marriage to Zainab radiallahu anh. He was a very decent man, a businessman, very good person. That all this happens before Islam. Soon as Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was claiming the prophethood, by the time that was happening, he was away. When he came back, he got to know that some changes has happened. It was difficult for him to accept. He said, you know, I have nothing against your father. I have a lot of respect and love for him. He's a very good man. But I cannot see myself changing the religion of my forefathers. So he refused. Zainab radiallahu anhu was very upset. She comes back to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She talks to him. She says, what do I do? You see, the father, they had a very good relationship. Mother is not there. Mother is not there. This is the later stage. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised her, saying what? You know, you take care of him. Don't worry, he's a good man. You make dua, you practice, because in the beginning stage of Islam, before the battle of Badr, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us time, we will take one day tomorrow or day after about battle of Badr, because 17th night, battle of Badr is a very important incident, event which took place in the history of Islam. Before battle of Badr, a Muslim and kafir living together was no problem. After battle of Badr, it was prohibited. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she used to come and talk. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to advise, counsel her, go on. Counseling her and going on. My respected brothers, he went to a such level where after the, in the battle of Badr, Abu al-As ibn Rabi' also participated, and then he was amongst the captive. Zainab radiallahu anh releases her husband by sending a necklace where it was given to her by her mother as a marriage gift. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that. You see, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a lot of attachment. Remember one thing. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed so much of compassion and emotional attachment when it comes to his relationship. His relationship with his wife, his children, he had a lot of emotional attachments. And it is part of deen. For us having emotional attachment, nothing wrong with it. We should have those things. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed, when he saw that necklace, he could not bear it. He could remember the entire life with Khadija radiallahu anha. The entire life with Khadija radiallahu anha. And then he takes that and he asks all the sahabas, can I give this back to Zainab radiallahu anha? You see the love. See the love. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent so much of quality time. And then after said, okay, release Abu al-As ibn Rabi, said, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed verse, you have to send back Zainab radiallahu. You can't live together. The daughter came back. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she lived alone for a few months, few years, I think. But sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go and visit her, see. And these daughters, they passed away. Zainab radiallahu passed away while Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was living. He buried many of his children on his own hand. As a father, it's not easy to do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent time with his children. That is very important. That was part of life. That was part of deen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to have routine every day. After Asr, he goes around visiting his daughters, visiting his wives, spend time. Some narrations say even after Fajr, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go around. Go and sit and spend time with them, listen to them. Is anything wrong? Even after they grew up. After they grew up. And then after that, his grandchildren, Allahu Akbar. Ali radiallahu anhu used to be, go out. Ali radiallahu anhu was a laborer. He goes out, day-to-day worker. He do some work, he come back. So most of the time, during the day, Ali radiallahu anhu is not at home. So Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu used to be with whom? With Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers, our children need to spend time with our people. Either with you, with your father, with your brothers, they need to spend. But nowadays, what is happening? Our children spending time in front of the screen. With whom are they spending? We don't know. What are they being influenced? We don't know. Any emotional attachment? No. With the screen, do they have any emotional attachment? No. We make them spend time with these electronics. We make them spend time with strangers. We make them spend time, and later on we expect them to have love, compassion, affection, respect. You're not going to get that. So we buy and give them. Very important when it comes to age 0 to 12. These are very important. Mothers also have to spend time. Fathers also have to spend time. We need to have a quality talk. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to, not only other, you know, his own grandchildren, even others' young children, he used to make time for them in Medina. Sit with them. He used to take Abbas radiallahu anhu with him. Anas radiallahu anhu, a young boy, the mother came and gave you, Rasulullah, you can keep him for your assistance. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't keep him as a worker or laborer. That's why Anas radiallahu anhu said, I have, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 10 years I was with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anas is a young boy. He never asked any time, why did you do this and why you didn't do this? Spending time. I used to help him around. I used to say he wants this. I used to give him water, do that, whatever it is. But sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never requested me, get me that. You know, why do you do that? No. He was spending time with them. Suhba, especially my respected brothers, spending time with them when we come into masjid, we are going, if they are at home, if we can bring them and come, we should do that, bring them and come. They should company with us to the masjid. You get a little bit of time in the vehicle, you talk, in walking, you talk, come to the masjid, in suhba, you talk. You go back, my respected brothers, morning and evening, very, very important. Before they go to bed, they need to see you eye to eye, remember. Eye to eye. 5 minutes, you talk to them, read them the du'as. Read all the du'as, they repeat, and you say, make sure that you blow it around, shaitan doesn't affect them. In the morning, if you can wake them up in the morning, Allahu Akbar, carry them, hug them, kiss them, spin this, express this. This is deen, my respect. It's religion. Once you do that, you feel doing it, you understand. We don't feel these part are to be deen, religion. We think, oh, must pray. Sometimes we become very rigid with the children. Because we have so many, whatever we miss out, we want them to do it. It can be even in Quran or in other things, we try to pressure them out. No, we need to create a natural environment, and with effect and love, they need to do it slowly by slowly and slowly by slowly. But we need to always keep an eye on them. So spending time and try to transfer. You see, it is in our mind and DNA. Try to transfer this deen through your own behavior. They need to listen to you. They need to listen. They need to listen the salawat from your mouth. They need to listen. You are reading Quran. My respected brothers, it never goes away. They need to, when they must wake up in the morning, they must hear. They must see us making dua in tahajjud and crying. So you don't need to call them and tell them to get up and make, pray tahajjud. But if they see the habit that you are making tahajjud and you are making dua, they can hear that Allahu Akbar. When they are small, they will forget. They will forget. But later on, when they are growing big, teenage, 19, 20, 21, they remember, oh, my mother used to make so much of dua. My father used to make so much of dua. They used to read so much of Quran. That barakah's effect will never go waste. Will never go waste. We cannot actually protect them. It is only Allah can protect them. We cannot give them hidayah. Only Allah can give the hidayah. But what we can do, we can try and spend quality time and create a such environment of hidayah where they're not going to be missing out. That's all we can do. We can only create that. We can only create that. And they need to be felt loved at home. Remember, brothers. They must be feel loved at home. They mustn't find that love anywhere else. They mustn't find that anywhere else. Many a time what's happened, we create such a pressure environment, right? Pressure environment, so they don't want to be at home. They don't want to be at home. We need to make things easy. Take a book, you make them read, you listen, you read, they listen, so you're spending time. It can be sometime a random book, a story book, which is not really, you know, anything got to do with so much of religion, but some moral is there, good things is there in that. When they're young, sometimes they don't know to read. They're now only learning 2, 3, 4 years. You need to have some books with you. Come, this is story time. Story time. You make sure you read these stories. Tell them beautiful stories. They go back. All these memories are formation in their mind, my dear spirit. It all get formed. All get formed. We need to create that environment. When I visited Turkey, in one of the masjid, I saw something amazing. After salah, like it was asr or some salah over, children at the back, big number. They were all playing around. After salah was over, there was few pillars. Some old gentlemen were there. These gentlemen, when they get their children, the children was coming with them behind like a train, you know. They all walking. They all made circles here and there, everybody said. Sitting around, the old man is giving them a sweet. Some young ones, all below 7, 8, you know. These are the age, below 10, everybody. Boys, girls, everyone. Sitting together. And then the old man is reading a little bit of Quran. And then he's telling them stories. Not for long. They are very happy. After that, he goes around again like a train and go and drops in there. What's happening there? You see, when the elderly gentlemen, sometimes when we become old, sometimes we become very hard on our young ones. No, brothers. You must have expressed more love, compassion. When they come, when they make a mistake in the masjid, you know, we need to reprimand them in such a way, it's mixed with love and sternness. It's not only just hard and harsh. There should be a little bit of, you know, hardness in it, but we need to have a little bit of love in it. You know, mix that together. Especially when they are below 12. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself are not taking them accountable for any act which they are young. They are not accountable. They are not taklif. But once they start realizing age of tamiz above 12, some scholars say above 10, but you know, when they start differentiating things, it depends. Some people is younger, but it's average in that age. Then only they start become responsible of it. Responsible of it. So they need that environment. First, we as parents must give that. Our family members must give that time. And then community, we have to give that time for them. They need to feel that they are loved. This is something very, very important as an aman Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, this is spending quality time, mother and father and everyone. We have to have daily quality time, weekly quality time. Weekly, if you can go out a little bit for 1, 2 hours, eat together. Everyone get together and clean the house, get together and, you know, they need to learn these things. Cooking together, these are good time. You can spend quality time with them. These are very, very important. You create weekly and monthly and annually also we need time. They need to look up to it. But my dear respect, once they become 12, 13 and 14, now especially they feel a little bit independence. They want to spend more time with the friends. They will want to spend time with us, but then they are going away a little bit. That is naturally. That happens. That's nature because they are growing big. They're growing big. They don't want to be treated as kids. What happened normally when they are in our environment? Why they don't want to be with us when they are growing? We still treat them like a bacha. You know, you treat them as adults. Now when they are growing big, you make them feel you are important. When you are making a decision, before making a decision, you ask him. You are making the call, but you make him feel important. Oh, then he feels, oh, I have a say here. The daughter will feel, oh, we also have a say. Now because they are growing big, The moment you don't give them a space, the moment you don't make them feel importance, they will not want to be in that environment. They want to go somewhere else. It can be in anything. You see, before, when they were young, we used to choose the clothes for them. But once they become 10, 11, 12, they choose. What we choose, they say they don't want. They will say they want. That's the nature. And we can't force it down. So we must know how to give and take with them. How to give and take. It's very, very important. At this age, that is, they will be more or less in the middle school. 6, 7, 8, grade 6, 7, 8, that 3 years. And that is also very important 3 years, because they are going through a little bit here and there. Right? They are between the childhood and teenage. They are confused. Their hormones are developing. Right? They are seeing various things. They try to compare. These things naturally happen. Every boy, they will start, a girl will start comparing with other girls. Say, oh, they are wearing that, they are doing this. What is it? Why? So they will have lots of questions. Lots of questions that they go through. Sometimes they have issues in school. If you don't have a proper relationship, because different childs are different nature they have, sometimes they caught up in school, they are being bullied by some children. We don't know. Some children will come and talk, some children won't come and talk. They will not come and express. We need to understand that. Are they happy at the school? We need to feel that. If we spend time only, we will recognize that. If we don't spend time with them, we won't recognize them. Later on, when something you big happen, then we regret. Then we blame them. Why did you come and tell us? We can't blame them. Why didn't you come and tell? We failed to spend time and we didn't recognize it. If you recognize early, it's very easy to address it. Maybe sometimes very simple. So especially the daughters and sons, we have to, with daughters, they must, you know, mothers must build a very, you know, strong relationship. Sometimes some daughters build a very good relationship with the fathers. They will come and tell. With mothers, they won't come and talk. Sons will develop a good relationship with the mothers. It depends how it goes on. Son will not come and want to talk, see face to face when he's a teenager, face to face with a father and talk. No. He will try to come via mother. Via mother. So, but you need to build that. And my respected brothers, and the words of love have to be expressed. You have to express that. My beloved son, Ya Bunay. You see this word Quran has used, Ya Bunay. Means my little son. My beloved son. With words of love. They need to feel that. We need to express that with the name and the nicknames that we call in that, there should be a lot of expression of love in that. Expression of love in that. So this is very, very important, engaging with them. We need to have something to do with them. Sometimes when we are big, they are big, we don't have anything to do with them. No, we need to create that we have something to do with them. And we need to have majlis in the at home. Majlis of ta'aleem. Majlis of ta'aleem. Everyone sit together, you watch something. You know, a lot of scholars, good things are there. You ask the local scholars on YouTube, you can listen to something. Or the program which is going in the masjid, as a family you can sit and listen to it. Oh, there is beautiful Hayat al-Sahaba, Seerah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You read, make a time, you read. Everyone sit together, read. Then they know this is the time. This is a family time. And there's something very important. These days, our mobile time is destroying our families. Everyone sit together, but everyone is not connected together. They all are with their own phones. And especially the fathers, we start that. Because we have a lot of work, right? We have business, that and this. We say, we give that excuse saying that, oh, I'm important, I'm busy, someone emergency call. My dear respected brothers, when it comes to family time, the rest has to wait, and you do. Those days, you know, people lived. Sometimes a message, it takes 1 week, 4 months, even emergency. People lived. So we don't need to rush and make life complicated. So we need to give presents, and these children are going. My respected brother, once you miss that time, you think, okay, the young, I was mentioning yesterday, a day after one boy, he said, my father, parents left me with my grandparents, you know, I don't feel that affection. You come back, you can't make it up. My dear respected, especially this young age, you can't. They will never become that. And neither you can go there. You can't make it up. You can't go back and make it up. Never. When they are growing, you need to grow with them. If you're not there, you're not there. You're not there. So distance, you keep away, yes, fine. You keep away for 40 days, for 20 days. Yes, you go for some work, no problem. But you have to make sure that you are there in constant. Constantly you exchange things. And you need to feel sometime, you know, making distancing yourself for 20 days, you are not there. Then they feel that because you're every time spending time, you know, talking, they must feel. They feel that, oh, I'm missing my dad. They will call you, say, what happened? When are you coming? Because they are missing. They need to feel it's all give and take. But my respected brothers, we have to prioritize after our primary responsibility of our salah, primary responsibility and going earning halal, then comes our family and especially our children. They need us. Our parents comes and then our children. We need to make sure. And if we are unable to spend much time, we need to make sure that they spend time with their grandparents. They spend time with them. Sometimes, some families have a little bit of bitter understanding. Some wife doesn't want children to go to your parents. Sometimes, y'all don't want the children to go there. Don't. My dear, your politics, your issue, you keep it with you. Don't involve children. For children, the grandparents, they need to have quality time from both the side. If they are alive, it is a blessing. If they are dead and gone, you're not going to get them. You're not going to find grandparents. And they need to spend time with uncles and aunties. That is also a blessing, you know. They build a very close relationship with them. Very close relationship. Amazing how. And you need to see whether their influence is good too. Remember, sometimes some of the families, they go spend time. The influence is bad. You're going to be in trouble. So you see, family, yes, but you need to know that. Where is the influence? But sometimes certain things, yes, you give and take a little bit. But most time you spend, you can rectify that. They go, they spend time, they come back, they say, we saw that. You can actually address to them saying, this is what. This is what is right and this is what will bring benefit. So my respected brothers, spending time with them is one of the important matters. And once they become young, we need to treat them as adults. This is something very important. Even girls, we need to treat them as adults. Well, we know they are child, they're children, they still need guidance. But they need to feel important. They need to feel important. They are going through a lot of changes, emotion. Till about 20, 21, they're going to have this struggle. We need to be a patient. They will have a little bit of attitude. Sometimes the voice little will raise up. Then you need to understand, you know, we don't. If you push in, it becomes a situation. I know a young man, he make dua for his father. His father passed away, right? This young man used to smoke, but he used to respect his father. He's smoking, hiding. And smoking. Right? Once father saw what happened to us, we react. His father was angry, but he calmed himself down. He did not talk to anybody. He didn't go and tell the mother, no one. He gave the child some time. When his anger all went down, he called the child privately. Because he's young, he's an adult, right? Sometimes we treat, you know, they also have certain privacy. They have siblings. Mother, they don't want us to know certain things. The father got to know, called him privately after a while and spoke to him one-to-one. Gave him advice. And the son says, that day, I realized how much my father loved me and respect me. I left it and my father told me, he made him understand. When I got angry, I wanted to call you and reprimand you in front of your mother and your siblings. I didn't want to do that. Because you have respect. And you respect, you're doing something wrong, but you respected us. You didn't want to do in front of us. You make it public, you come there, you scream. You're not speaking to entire neighborhood, but within your house, you make it public, he loses respect. Tomorrow, what he'll do, he'll come home, he'll smoke in front of you, in front of everyone. Because that age is such, you know, it becomes, they, you, when you go very hard on them, in return they retaliate and they come with arrogance and hardness at you. And that son, you know, when the father passed away, actually I noticed he was crying so much. Then he was telling, you know, my father, the way he treated me that day. Until today, my mother doesn't know that I was smoking, my sisters doesn't know, my brothers doesn't know. Kept it that way. So many things can happen within siblings, we need to know. But once you show that within siblings this happened, we reprimand, oh, don't be like the brother. You know, that fellow is useless. At least you study. Why do we do that? My dear brothers and sisters, we try to, I don't know. This is Shaitan's work. Don't compare. Each and every one of them have come with their own rizq, with their own destiny. Allah has given us amana. Everyone, we need to give them, you know, quality time and try to see how we can treat them, each and every child, with respect and love. This is very, very important. So my respected brothers, let us all try. You know, this is month of Ramadan, and especially for our children, dua. Our dua is, you know, being a father and mother, dua will never go waste. Never go waste. Don't make badua. Don't make badua. And how hurt you are, don't make. Make dua. Make dua. Every time make dua. When you're angry also, you make a good dua. Angry, make them a good dua. You know, you keep that, will have an effect, because angels, your du'as are accepted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. There is little time today, Yawmul Jum'ah. You know, this moment just before sunset, it's a time of du'a al-mustajab. I request all of you, make du'a for your children, your progeny, your entire, you know, family, for everyone, the ummah, people in Palestine, and inshallah include myself also in your du'as. You know, we all need one another. You know, we all have to be successful. We're all speaking. Nobody is greater than other. Our end, it matters. Our end is matters. We all are still running the marathon. Nobody has finished it. We are still jogging. We need to come to the finish line. On the finish line, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be pleased with us. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.